I am currently in the car heading to the gym. It's Wednesday, February 8th, 2017, 8:30 p.m. I'm sharing two audio apps that I came across that can be used with the Apple Watch. But first things first, I was just at Starbucks having a double espresso. I like having an espresso before I go to the gym. Gives me a little extra boost, but that's just me. But right now I'm using also the Rode lavalier microphone attached to my lapel. The phone is sitting next to me, so I'm totally hands-free. I'm a big advocate of do not text or get distracted while driving, so that's important to keep in mind. If you are listening to this on Anchor, there's only a 2-minute limit on Anchor. I will post a link. I will continue this recording on bumpers.fm as well as audioboom.com. So those two other audio mediums that I use often. So, on to my quick mini review. The first app, the first audio recording app that you're able to use with the Apple Watch is called Boss Jock Junior, also known as Boss Jock JR. It's free of charge in the iOS App Store. And basically, the app is a remote to control the iPhone app, which is fine. You might say to yourself, well, why would I want to do that? Why don't I just use the phone? Well, if you're in a situation where maybe you're walking the dog or you're going out for a jog and you want to record something while the phone is in your pocket, you could use a watch to trigger the recording. And not only does it trigger the recording, but it will stop and save the recording. It will also do something extra, and that is Boss Jock JR, or Boss Jock Jr., allows you the ability to add background music. You can do that with the watch as well. And switch carts, meaning changing the background music, you can do that with the watch as well. So basically, as I said, it's a remote for the iPhone app, and it works really well, and it's free of charge. Might as well give it a try. The second app is called Voice Recorder Pro. That one is $3.99 in the iOS App Store, and it does a whole bunch of stuff that I'm not going to go into, because right now I'm just talking about apps that you're able to use with the Apple Watch. So Voice Recorder Pro, not only does it allow you to trigger the iPhone app as a remote, but it does one thing better than Boss Jock Jr. It will record an actual audio session on the watch itself. So the only problem with that I found is that the watch's microphone isn't that great. So if you're recording something with the watch, it'll be okay, but not podcast quality or you know, Anchor, Bumpers, or Audio Boom quality. But if you want to record something in stealth mode, if you want to record something, you know, really important in secret, it's perfect. You just turn it on and your watch is recording while no one suspects. If that's your sort of thing. That's not my sort of thing, so it's not something that I care about. But those two apps are definitely worth a try if you have an Apple Watch and you like to record audio. Again, Boss Jock Jr., free of charge, and Voice Recorder Pro, $3.99 in the iOS App Store. That's it for now. Keep it short. Quick review. In fact, right now, I'm recording this with Bumpers. Bumpers is another great place that I enjoy, and I'm looking forward to the app getting better. I'd like to see comments on Bumpers so people can leave comments, or maybe audio comments. That might be a little bit too much to ask, but definitely some sort of comment. Ability for listeners to comment would be definitely appreciated. And I'm about to get to the gym. So thank you for listening. This is Ray. Also check out the Gerard Files podcast. We are on iTunes as well as Stitcher.com. Check us out. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next audio recording session.